Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Adorn Yourself with the Word of God. November 18, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy and his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. Question asked by Timothy, for his wife. Lord, is it okay to wear jewelry with symbols of faith, such as crosses? The Lord answered, Timothy, you shall not adorn yourself with jewelry of any kind, save the band of your union with your wife. Rather adorn yourself with the Word of God. Yea, put on Messiah, and walk in his ways, striving always to bear his likeness. And let your wife adorn herself in like manner. For she is beautiful as she is, as I have made her. Yet to you, beloved, I say this. You may wear such symbols in remembrance of the Son's sacrifice, in all humility and love, if they are worn close to the body, in private. For I tell you the truth, a symbol of faith worn in a modest fashion is not a graven image. Therefore, have peace, for I know your heart. Yet woe to those who wear such symbols for the sake of vanity, or as a trophy, or sign of their own goodness or beliefs. For by their actions, they do always blaspheme, taking the name of the Lord in vain, though they have not opened their mouths to speak. And woe to those who dwell in the limelight, whose showmanship is likened unto a star. Woe to those who adorn themselves with all manner of sparkling ornaments, fine jewelry, and expensive apparel, while also bearing symbols of the cross. For theirs is the greater sin. Thus under the guise of pretense and false glory, is their true raiment hidden. For they do not know me, neither do I live in them. For what do all these things have to do with me? Is it not the humble, penitent man, who gives me glory in all his ways? For he seeks to honor me, to please me above all else. He wants no part in the ways of this world, neither does he seek glory for himself. By his actions he shines forth, seeking glory for the one alone, who is God. Therefore, let all those who truly know me, proclaim my name first by their ways, then with their mouths. For honor only spoken of is but wind, the veil of the hypocrite, who knows not where he is going, having no remorse over where he has been. Says the Lord.